Now, Matthew's ostrich eggs actually come from hominid sites, and these are areas that have been identified as places of early human ancestors or relatives' activity. And that's either through the discovery of human remains or early human remains there, or through other artifacts that are considered to be uniquely human. Now, one such artifact is a particular type of stone tool that's been found in sites as old as 3.3 million years, and it's often used as a marker that the site was employed by early humans. But in a paper in Nature last month, Oxford University's Thomas Proffitt has speculated that these so-called tools might have a very different story to tell. Now, it's really nice because you've actually come in, Thomas, and you've brought stuff in, and we really like it when people bring things in because we can actually see them and talk about them. On the table in front of me, looks like you've been to the beach. Lots of stones. Tell me what they are.
What we have here are stone flakes, and they're made from various raw materials that we find in East Africa. So we have some lava, some basalt flakes, and we have some quartzite flakes, which is this incredibly pretty-looking white translucent material.
By flakes, you're just saying thin slivers, if you like.
Thin slivers of stone, basically, that have been taken off a larger core, a larger piece of stone. And the way that hominins produce these flakes, and this is one of the characteristic tools that we first see in the archaeological record, in the material record of hominins, is through a process called napping. And they produce these flakes in a controlled fashion through a very specific mechanism called conchoidal fracture. And we do not see this conchoidal fracture repeated or evident in the natural world, and we definitely don't see it often in the primate world. Even though primates use stone tools, they use them for nut cracking and for various percussive behaviours, the way that these types of flakes are produced is not the same process as you see with the nut cracking.
So basically, these are of a particular shape or configuration that nature just wouldn't do that.
Absolutely. You very rarely get a sharp cutting-edged flake produced naturally by nature. And what we find in the earliest, even in the very earliest archaeological assemblages, are many, many flakes in the same place. So it's a very hominin behaviour.
So what have you been doing with your monkeys?
In northeast Brazil, we have a number of groups of capuchins that live in Sierra de Capivara National Park.
These are just monkeys?
These are just monkeys. These are New World monkeys. They're capuchin monkeys. They're one of the three tool-using primates that we know of. And what we have with the capuchins is they actually use stone tools for a much more varied range of behaviours than any other primate. And they use them for nut cracking, the same as other primates. They use them for digging. So the ground is relatively hard in this part of Brazil, so they will use them to loosen up the ground, basically, to dig for spiders and dig for roots. And they use them for sexual display, so the females will throw them at the males.
Gosh, that's some Valentine's gift, isn't
Absolutely,
it? You get hit by
yes.
a rock. How does that work?
Well, I mean, it's just a way of getting attention, I think.
Right.
I think that's all it is. But they also do this very strange behaviour, which we've called stone-on-stone percussion, and it's where the capuchin will pick up a hammer stone and repeatedly impact another quartz cobble.
Just bash them together.
Basically, the quartz cobble is embedded in a conglomerate. It's embedded in a cliff face, and the capuchins will climb up onto the cliff face with their hammer stone, and they will repeatedly hit this embedded stone.
Now, are you telling me that they do this interesting behaviour and go and smash stones together because you are going to go in the direction that sometimes the stones break?
Absolutely. So the hammer stone that they are using, the hammer stone that they're holding with their hands, will relatively frequently break. It will fracture. And because it's quartzite, because it's a raw material which is very amenable to this type of conchoidal fracture, entirely unintentionally, what these capuchins are doing, they are producing many flakes. The stone artifacts that they are leaving on the ground, the primate archaeological record, about 30% of that assemblage are flakes. It isn't the same number of flakes that you see by hominins, but they do have the exact same characteristics.
Is one possibility then that actually, when we say we find these flakes at important sites where early human relatives were active, that in fact we're inferring that this is evidence of early human activity when in fact it could have been simple early primates like your capuchin monkeys knocking stones together and making these flakes?
There's quite an important distinction here, I think. The early archaeological record is far more complex than anything we see produced by the capuchins. The capuchins are making flakes, the hominins are making flakes in ways that are more complex, in a much more varied way. They're also producing a lot more flakes than the capuchins will ever produce. And we know that the hominins are often using these flakes for butchering and for cutting organic materials like plants or wood. So We know that the hominins are producing a flake as a tool, whereas with the capuchins, they're producing a flake unintentionally, and they're never using it. They never have any intention of ever using a sharp cutting edge.
But could we nonetheless be misled when we find these flakes into thinking that was evidence that humans and our ancestors, our human relatives, were active in a site, and in fact they weren't, it was these monkeys?
So yes, yeah, so, I mean, if I found these materials in correctly dated sediments in East Africa 2-3 million years ago, without knowing that primates do this behavior, I would automatically assume that these are artifacts. The only known individual or the only known species that make this type of artifacts are hominins. But I think what's really important or really interesting about this material is it gives us an insight into the processes that may have led to the emergence of stone tool technology, not that we have to reclassify it.
Well, I was going to say, what does this do to our thinking? What are the implications off the back of the paper you've published on this?
So what we have is another primate that gives a window into what type of behaviour may have led to the production of flakes, which may have produced sharp cutting edges and put them in the environment for them to use.
Is another important interpretation or deduction from this that the ability to make these things, we've always ascribed that to a highly intelligent or a developing intellect. Yet you're showing here that with these beautiful stones, that something with actually a very small brain is capable, nonetheless, of producing something that is quite useful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fracture mechanic, conchoidal fracture, has long been seen as a watershed moment in hominin evolution. The understanding of this fracture mechanic opened up the world of stone tool technology to hominins. And now we see that actually conchoidal fracture isn't necessarily unique to hominins now. It's now unique to primates. Modern monkeys are producing this type of material. They don't have a particularly large brain. They also have incredibly, compared to hominin hands, relatively unadvanced hands. So they're hands that have evolved for arboreal tree climbing, basically. And they haven't evolved for tool use, and they haven't evolved for the same range of motions as human hands have. So we have questions about how complex a hand morphology also has to be to produce archaeological material that we would classify as uniquely human.
I feel less and less important with every minute of this show that goes by. Thank you very much, Thomas Proffitt. He's from the University of Oxford, and he published the work he was just telling you about there in Nature just last month.